This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of two of the finest broadcasters in America, Doug Steffen and Doug Steffen. Oh, wait a minute. There are two others here, too, right? Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. All right. Jennifer Horn's
here. I'm the Doug. She's the Steffen.
Good. Right. Got that straightened out.
We're coming for your brand.
Yeah, I know. Jennifer Horn is here. And Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a review of the top 10 items, according to Talkers Magazine, from this past week. You may or may not be surprised at what's number one. You may or not be surprised or not with number 10. But we'll go through them. The People List also has some interesting realities. I always like to start with something, though, from California, because that's where Jennifer is, and there's always something going on there. So, Jennifer, I'm going to talk to our fellow Nick Miles, who's the auto expert on the program, about the excitement in California. They're going to buy you, almost pay for the entire car. If it's electric, we want it. $20,000 for a brand new Tesla. If you buy a Model 3 in California, you're going to get $20,000 back.
Pretty good, right?
You're not going to drive an electric car.
No.
And a lot of people aren't. So how do the people who don't want to drive an electric car react to the state saying, we're going to give you $20,000 if you buy, and even a specific model, by the way. That sounds like collusion to me, but that's me.
The state of California is saying that everybody will have to buy electric vehicles starting in 2035. So that means any new car sold in California is going to have to be electric. So what they're probably trying to do is
that legal? Can they do that?
I don't know.
Challenge it?
We'll see if it's going to be challenged or if it has been challenged. I guess that's the question. And what does it do to the gas industry? So for the rest of us who want to hold on to our gas-powered cars, if everybody's selling electric, then does that mean gas stations start to go away? I mean, it's going to be a really interesting equation. And it's, it sounds far away, but it's 10 years away, and we all know how fast time flies. So... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if they'll be able to get away with it, but certainly the thing is that they're saying is it's discriminatory against poor people, because if you are struggling, you don't have the money to go out and buy a brand new electric vehicle.
And there won't be any such thing as used electric vehicles because the batteries wear out in 7 years and the cars become junk. Good for the wrecking yards.
And eventually for the car business, because they're going to be able to sell new cars.
More cars. Yeah, let's have some more new cars. Anyway, I just wanted to get your input on that, the excitement of living in California. Okay, number 10 on the story list, according to Talkers Magazine, passing of Sinead O'Connor and the discussion about what she did during her life. I don't know, didn't we almost all of us know what she was all about from the beginnings when she ripped up the Pope's picture on SNL?
Well, and by the way, essentially the end.
But if you dug into the story and why she did it, she was right. She was proven right, a number of years later.
And about that photo, that was actually a photo from her mother who she had a tumultuous relationship with. And so when her mother died, Sinead took that photo knowing that at some point she wanted to rip up that photo, but she didn't know when. She knew that there was something, and she took it anyway. And then when she had the SNL gig, that's where she decided to rip it.
Yep, and she did rip it.
Funny, she didn't rip it at home or anything. Like, she just wanted to do it in front of all the cameras.
She wanted to use it for some kind of statement.
Make a statement, yes. There we are, making a statement. Jennifer, did you see Barbie?
I have not. I would love to, though. I'm not one of those crazy people that's, you know, taking too much of Barbie and interpreting it. But I'd like to. I just haven't yet.
Let's spread that out a little bit. Jay, you've heard the things. There's a political side to it, and some people are not. The people who follow your political persuasion, Jennifer, more likely to have been bent out of shape by this. I have no interest in seeing the movie. I'm not even sure what the issue is, but I'm sure there's always an
issue. I'm going to just go in and look for entertainment, and I will let you know if I've been appalled by anything. If there's something that is so messagey that I feel like I have to do an Instagram video about it. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we'll find out.
Well, the things that I've been reading online, I'm trying to figure out exactly any examples. I'm trying to find any examples of where people think it gets too political and all of that stuff. Where the thing I've seen most is that it's just making a comment on misogyny and expectations for women and some of the things that aren't just from back in the day of, like, well, the men go to work, the women stay home and clean.
It's Barbie, but, for God's sakes.
But the today standards of women who are supposed to become mothers and they're supposed to be this way but also this way, and just the contradictory feelings of society and the expectations placed on women in general, in just not only a societal sense, but an emotional sense, too. Those are the examples I found online when doing a deep dive. I have not found anything political. So I'm curious to see what people are taking from it.
Mm-hmm. I went to see Oppenheimer and thought, Jen, do you know anybody who went to see it? I think your father.
I don't. That was a commitment. It was like 3 hours.
It's 3 hours. Yeah, 3 hours long. But it's a good movie. And there are very interesting characters, the development of characters, seeing Matt Damon play a role that it's not a role similar to anything. And as far as that's concerned, Robert Downey Jr., also someone. And the star, I think Emily Blunt, frankly, carries the movie. She's really...
So you liked it?
I thought it was very... like isn't the right word. I was compelled by the story more of what the government did to this guy after he saved our bacon, especially Harry Truman. If the scene with Harry Truman is true in the movie, he was a jerk to Oppenheimer. And his friendship with Albert Einstein, it's interesting. It just is. It's an interesting story. All right, let's move into number 9, the heat wave. My son told me yesterday that it was hot there. I said, what's the temperature? And he said, 93. I said, Brendan, the temperature is the same there as it is here.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal?
It's hot.
Yeah,
I mean, it's definitely hot.
Summer.
Right.
Yeah. Come on. Man, it's foolishness. Anyway, and I don't mean to be dismissive about the... It's just because there are some people that have a tough time during the summer, health-wise. But it's... Hello. Why are you getting sucked into this by the news media and the continuing banging away? It's got to be this. Yesterday, the forecast here was for us to have a tornado, for God's sakes. And it hardly rained. And we had to shut down the farmer's market. It's just... come on. When are we going to get real again? Are we ever going to get real again? Are we going to all become slaves to these damn idiots that run most of the news
media?
Well,
think about people who would get... The news would get sued if the meteorologist didn't say anything about there being a tornado watch.
Why would they get sued? They just are wrong.
There was a...
Yeah, hear me out.
Right,
there's a tornado watch. The conditions are right. It doesn't mean there's an actual tornado in the vicinity or one's been spotted. It just means the conditions are right. And when a tornado pops up, it can pop up relatively quickly. And you want to make sure people have time. So that's why you still want to let people know there's a tornado watch. If the conditions are right and a tornado pops up and the news doesn't say anything, meteorologists don't say anything, people would sue them because that's their job. They're supposed to keep everybody abreast of what is happening with the weather.
Jay, they had to cancel the farmer's market.
Yeah. Come on, Jay. Get with the program, will you? All right, let's see here. How about that UFO hearing? I thought that was, for me, you know me and how I am, and stuff that I'm intrigued by. Jay and I, well, I think I got to push her into it a little bit. All the stuff that came out of the UFO hearing.
I loved it. Wait, what did you push me into?
Well, I think I spent a lot of time on it, and I don't know that you wanted to.
I'm here for anything in outer space, whether it's stars, planets, solar system, the aliens that are out there. I'm always here for it.
Okay. All right.
Did we believe the guy? Do we believe the guy?
Yeah.
That was the thing. So there was whistleblower, and there was the two pilots. And yeah. I believe, you know, the pilots are like, hey, here's what we saw. And I kind of believe them. The whistleblower was interesting. I think it's possible because the government lies about everything. So it's totally possible. It is.
Oh. That's the whistleblower.
Okay.
Excuse me. Go ahead. Please continue.
Well, he did that all over the dais or wherever he was sitting.
Right.
But he said that the government had not only alien craft in its possession, but alien biologics, which means alien bodies that they
have. What do you have to think? Where do all the rumors from back in the day, when did they even start, from Area 51 and Roswell and all of that? That comes from somewhere. And the fact that so many people are like, what is going on? Nobody is allowed even on the property. People just really
don't do think people
know
are
much
think?
More about Area 51. It's real. It's true.
Yeah, of course it is. All right, something else that's true is what happens to your body when you use Balance 7. Right, Jen? You have the ability to create a new and much better you. If you are burping and doing a lot of stuff, your body's telling you it doesn't like what's in its stomach. Drink too much. Smoking doesn't get in your stomach, but fast food does. Oy, man,
yeah,
so
stress, lack of sleep, sugar, it's a mess. Caffeine, even.
Right. So Balance 7 is right there, right now, for you. And all you have to do is go to balance7.com or you dial 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug. You get $15 off your order. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin if you've bought a gallon of. And people say, well, I got a gallon. If you do what the suggestion is, this is not expensive. And by the way, if you do what they tell you to do three times a day, a gallon's not that much. But it balances your body, your system. That's why they call it Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Jennifer, I thought you were going to... Well, you've done a nice job saying...
I did. I said it dilutes the acid.
Go buy it. Use the code word Doug when you buy.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Hey, Mustang fans. Ford just gave a sneak peek of the world's first rally-inspired electric SUV, the Mustang Mach-E Rally. Ford's Tom Somerville gives us a few crumbs of what we can expect.
We can't talk technical specs yet. We'll have more on that later this year. But, as you've probably been able to see in the images, it has an increased ride height. So it's quite a bit higher than a normal Mustang Mach-E. It has chunkier off-road focused tires. So tires that are tuned for multi-surfaces, dirt, snow, mud, slippery conditions. It has those really cool rally-inspired wheels, which harks back to some of the more historic rally cars. And then it also has an all-new front, all-new rear, and then some fog lights in the grille for people who might want to be doing some of their driving in low-light conditions. So, those are just some of them, and we have quite a bit more to talk about when we fully reveal the vehicle later this year.
You can order the Mach-E Rally this fall. With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
You took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey, CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier.
That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, put the paper down, Doug. Let's go back to the reality of talking on the radio on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Time for us to delve into matters of social media. So what do we think about this guy who lost his handle after Twitter rebranded to X this week? Gene X Wang, who had the handle X, had to give it back because he got an email. Yeah, they want it back. I want my ex back.
Well, my question is, how did he even have that handle in the first place? Because you have to have, your handle has to be at least four characters.
Well, is this guy X, could it be X-rated? Is that what he was promoting? What does this guy do?
It's a nickname, I think.
Photographer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, Musk using his platform to announce the name change. So what does this do? So what do we say now when we do social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show? We say Twitter on Good Day on Air. So do we change that? Do we have to say X now?
X. Or is it? Twitter.
So
is it weird? I don't know. It's like
gone into effect already? X.
It's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go to X.com, you are redirected to Twitter. When you go to the platform itself, it has like this whole splash page that comes up and it's an X. And then the Twitter logo, the bird is gone. It's just this X.
What? This guy's nuts.
They gave it the bird.
Everybody's heard about the bird. All right, let's get to some of the stories we've been closely monitoring and some comments from our listeners, Jay. Again, the same address, Facebook and Instagram. Is anybody on Thread still? Did you go to Thread, Jennifer?
No, I never did.
All right, so it's going nowhere. Jay, you put us on Thread, I think, though, didn't you?
Yes.
Nothing, though, right?
Not much.
Nah. And then there's X. Okay,
the excitement died down like hours after
fast.
The debut.
I was going to say that was the biggest, like,
wow. yes. Thank you. Sound effects courtesy of the ladies of the Good Day.
We spare no expense.
No. So anyway, and on X, you have to keep me aware or keep me thinking about this, Jay, when I talk about our social media handles. I'm not even bothering with Thread anymore. It's back to Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and on X, Good Day on Air. All right, let's see what happens with that. So our question about stories that you're following, you want to pick a couple of these and give some responses? We've got a number of different questions here we can give some time
to. Yeah, Denise Frick is following Hunter Biden. everything going on there.
There's a problem with Hunter Biden?
Border crisis. I know.
Really? Jennifer, have you heard that?
I've heard there's a problem. That name.
Yeah.
Wow.
Weird. I've been saying there's a problem for a long time, but it seems like people are starting to pay attention now.
Yeah, but people don't pay attention to people like you.
I know. That's what I hear.
Right, exactly. All right, let's see. What else have we got here?
Fred Shirley is following the fact that the fish aren't really biting, but it's because of the heat. Yeah.
No,
however, the gators are.
The gators are biting. Yep. All right, what else?
Dennis Escott says, really following the story of Mitch McConnell freezing up, and
that was
time to instill term limits.
Yep. Term limits. Time for the old fossils to go away. Him and Biden. Get rid of them both. All right. Does that sound insensitive? I'm being insensitive. I don't think so.
Well, part of what people are saying is that this is like an adult daycare center, you know, with Dianne Feinstein not remembering how to vote this week and McConnell freezing up and we don't even have to go through
Biden. Apparently he's had some falls.
Yeah.
The poor guy had a bunch of falls recently. It becomes a health hazard where it's just like, let's just protect people in general.
And it's hard to watch. It's not even, like, funny. I know, you know.
Exactly. It's not that train wreck you can't look away from or something. You know what I mean?
Gosh, terrible.
The proverbial one.
We asked also about AI. Hey, would you listen to a radio station if there were no humans on the air, just AI? There were a lot of yes. Well, actually, I didn't see any. Well, there's one.
There were a couple. It's basically if they just want to hear music and they don't want to hear chatter, then yeah, they would. But if they want, but most people want to hear the actual discussion, so no, they wouldn't.
Well, they have personality. All right.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. GOP presidential frontrunner candidate Donald Trump is blasting the Justice Department for what he calls abuse after more charges were filed against him in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. Trump says this is what you get for leading in the polls for the White House in 2024, calling the charges ridiculous. Randy Meisner, one of the Eagles' founding members, died on Wednesday at the age of 77. The band announced the news and said he passed away from complications from COPD, that's a respiratory disease. In their announcement, they remembered Meisner as an integral part of the Eagles and instrumental in the early success of the band. Members of Congress are planning to tour the site of the deadly Parkland school shooting next week before it's demolished. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Moving into another half hour of discussion about the charts from Talkers Magazine this week, I'm Doug Steffen, here with my colleagues and friends Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, both important parts of the Good Day program. I always I like to throw a couple of things at Jennifer just for fun. I thought, and this, I could ask Jay for a comment as well. I don't watch Fox News, so I didn't even know who Jesse Waters was until... I said, why are you laughing? I didn't know who the guy was.
I don't know who he is. All right.
I don't know.
He's taking over for Tucker Carlson for this.
I know
you don't. Okay, go
ahead. So his mother, his mother says to him, his mother's name is Ann Purvis. She was on the show with him, and apparently she said that the quote was, use your voice responsibly, mm-hmm. which I thought was kind of cool.
So the story is that Jesse Waters' mom is liberal, a lot like
yes.
mine, because,
yeah.
and in fact, when I
your
met
mother.
Jesse Waters, yes.
Not like you, but your mother is very liberal. Yeah.
When I met Jesse Waters, we laughed about that because there's a whole chapter in his book about having a liberal mother, you know, that you still love and you still get along with, and it's very funny, you know, it's amazing.
You should. Politics and shouldn't separate people.
I actually hosted his book event at the Nixon Library, which is how I got to know him and his wife. His wife is very lovely. She's very sweet. But he set up on his new show, he set up a line where people can text him because he said that his mother would always text him during the show and, you know, insult him or tell him if he's going too far. So now he has the line set up so that other people can do the same thing that his mother does.
That is cute. That is cute. All right, number five on the countdown this week is a focus on the Fed and the hike in the interest rates. So I went off on this, I don't know, Jay, do you think I went off the deep end with this when we talked about it on the air, or do you think I was reasonably focused?
Oh, always reasonable. That is the word I would always use.
Yeah, that's being kind. I know I go off on this, but it so irks me to see what these people are doing. And somebody said to me, well, you don't know anything. You're just a radio guy. These people are the experts.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, come on.
So the whole idea, everybody, unless you've been under a rock, knows the Fed's hiked up the interest rate another quarter of a point. So this, in light of the fact that now inflation is below 3%, it was 8.5% when they started cutting increasing interest rates. The car business is booming. New housing starts are up. People are working. And so what are we doing here? There is no recession, and there isn't most of the people in my business, the radio business, which is the advertising business, I find are very optimistic about the last quarter of the year, September till December, for the first time in well over a year. So, and the radio business has been horrible.
Yeah.
Advertising business has been horrible.
And I think it depends on the market, too, because I've had some conversations with different people who work in sales, the sales side of radio, and some people say that it's basically they are having such a hard time getting anybody to buy into advertising for on-air stuff or even just sponsor different promotions they're doing. And then other people are like, these stores and brands are basically contacting us of like, hey, we have money to spare. We want to throw everything in.
Yeah.
So it's just odd that different markets are really experiencing different things.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just find this was a government made the whole, if it is a recession, whatever it is, it was government created slowdown. No need for it. People say, well, we spent so much money. We, the taxpayer, through our generous donations to the federal government, spent a lot of money on COVID stuff. And that's another story of the week that sort of plays into this. Back we are with a saber rattling. There are going to be three kinds of flus, or look out, there's going to be another COVID-like bug around this year. You know what? If we learn nothing else about how the COVID thing was so mishandled, it just about ruined every society, every business, every organization, not only in our country, but around the world. And the Chinese are still, well, the Chinese have had their comeuppance to a point because they've lost 3 or 4 million people, but they don't really give a damn because they got so many people anyway. What's losing 3 or 4 million to this? They finally, at the end, have had to kind of admit that it got out of hand, even though they planned for it to go to places, but they didn't plan for it to knock off as many people as it did in their own country. But the point here is, in this discussion, that all of the things that have happened in the name of COVID started because of the Chinese, and the money that we have borrowed, we're not borrowing as much from China. As a matter of fact, I think we pretty much curtailed all of that, like we've curtailed allowing the Chinese to buy land on American farms. But anyway, the whole thing is, I think, is an outrage. And we're not experts. Well, we've got brains. We can think and we can talk.
More the experts than the experts most of the time.
Right, exactly.
I love that term, expert. Like, what makes them that? Because they can pontificate? Was Dr. Fauci an expert? Holy smokes.
Well, he was paid well.
He was paid well. He knew enough to be dangerous, that's for sure.
That's right. Okay. The top two stories this week, both on the lists, we have a 10-person people list. Is that redundant? I suppose it is. There are 10 people on the people list every week from Talkers Magazine. And Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are number two and number one. Hunter Biden beats his old man as the number one
he did.
Most discussed person. He's disgusting and disgusting as far as I'm concerned. How much, you know, after
I
this.
I can't believe I'm going to say this.
All right, go ahead.
I actually feel a little bit sorry for this guy.
Because?
Because I believe that it was that he was actually used by Joe Biden to do all this
his
stuff.
Old man just, used
you
him.
Can't tell me that this was, you know, the brainiac Hunter Biden's idea to figure out a scheme to
smart.
Sell the Biden name. He's not that smart. And people are on record talking about how not smart he is. So you've got a kid who's struggled with addiction for years and years, who's desperate for money, and you got an old man who knows how to defraud the people by enriching himself, and so you get him to do the bidding of the big guy, and I don't know, it just doesn't feel right. Watching the plea deal fall apart, I think, was probably the right thing, but you know how disappointed he must have been. He thought he was going to get out of trouble, but this shows how dirty the government is. The prosecutors and the defense of Hunter Biden got together, and they came up with this plea deal in which a section that the judge was not supposed to review, it mentioned that there would be immunity for him. So the defense wanted this because then there would be no other charges against Hunter
Biden. Mystery solved.
And it would be double jeopardy. And the prosecutors allowed this, and the judge said, wait a second, if he's still under investigation, how constitutionally can you ask him to plead guilty or not guilty if he doesn't even know what he's going to be charged with?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mess, and it shows you how deep the swamp is that they want to protect their own. And this isn't just about Democrats. Republicans do it, too.
Right. They do. And it's the system. And if we were, you know, what is it? People ask me, what's your job? I said, well, talk on the radio. Yeah, it's not, well, it really isn't that complicated. The ability that we have to talk to millions of people. Jennifer has a large audience in Los Angeles. We have a good audience around the country and around the world. So we're expected, because it's News Talk Radio, to talk about what's in the news. Now, admittedly, on the Good Day program, we don't always follow. As a matter of fact, most of the time we don't follow the quote-unquote rules of what go on, and at least, and many of the stations, by the way, that carry us are right-of-center political talk stations. That's okay. I don't choose to do that, and stations that carry me don't choose to do it either, at least in the time that we are on the air. I will tell you, however, in circumstances like this, the right versus left stuff goes away in terms of Biden and or Trump. But think about it this way for a second. Here we have the two arguably leaders, in quotation marks, of the free world who are both crooks. And so what does that mean? You know, you go back to the Nixon era. When did we start thinking it was okay to elect crooks to be the president? Or did they not become crooks until they were the president? Is Joe Biden, Johnny come lately to the crook department?
Well, I mean, he was a crook as vice president. That's where all the evidence is coming together, is that he used his role as vice president, and that's why.
What do you think Obama said? Did Obama know?
Well, yeah, and this is what people are saying. So one of the things that Obama
did. Did Obama get a piece of the action?
Well, it's a question, but he also, if you remember, said Joe Biden is in charge of Ukraine. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And so he put Joe Biden in charge of Ukraine because he knew that there was so much scummy business dealing, and he didn't want to look like he was involved with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, well.
And this is what people need to be worried about with the future of Ukraine and Russia as well. There
Where
are
the heck is that?
Bad
That's
guys everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's so much money here. There's so much money. That people are getting literally murdered in Ukraine and Russia. They're being killed. And there are several reasons for you to get wiped out in Russia. If you don't like Putin, bam. If you don't like his policy on Ukraine, bam. But the Ukrainians have showed that they're no slouches either. If you're not with us, you're against us, bam. So, you know, it's do we have that here? I guess Probably we can find some evidence of people not going along with the program who get bumped off. Hello, President Kennedy. Bam. Right?
Right.
There are people in business that run banks during the Depression. Bam. You know, to take this is, you know, it's we, the human condition is something that many of us would like to, it's not whitewash, but clean up. But that's just, there are a lot of people who like to be crooks. A lot of people who get great satisfaction out of doing things that are illegal. And so, I mean, then somebody could point to me, well, you know, you don't do this and you don't do that. Well, I don't know, is there a difference in not obeying simple laws that don't seem to make any sense? I guess that's, if you break the law, are you a lawbreaker? Does it depend on how seriously you broke the law?
Well, we're all lawbreakers, right? We've all gone a mile over the speed limit.
Right, yeah.
Done something stupid like that.
Yeah.
The point is, at what cost? And what's bigger for me is, does your standing in the world make it more likely that you will get a free pass or more likely that you'll get a conviction?
Let's have a deal. It's like the TV show. Let's make a deal. May I plead ignorance to Mary Ellen Noriega?
Yeah, sure.
Who is she?
She was the judge in the...
She's the judge.
Yeah, she's the judge. And a lot of people tried to paint that she was political. She happened to be a Trump appointee, but if people know how the process goes, you have to have the senators of the state approve that. And in Delaware, both the Democrat senators approved the appointment. This is someone who has donated to Democrats, Hillary Clinton, and Republicans. I think she didn't like the fact that they were trying to game her, and she found out that they were trying to pull a fast one. And that's why she had to ask the questions. And look at Hunter Biden and say, I'm sorry that this is falling apart, but, you know, the lawyers here are not doing you justice.
Hi, when I first saw her, I thought her name was Noriega.
Norica.
So, correction. All right, ladies, thank you. We're moving along here. 48 after on the Talk Radio Review. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being, and then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The hour, time for another gratifying conversation with Nick Miles, who is from ourautoexpert.com. No, he's from your auto. Well, could be yours, could be mine. We could dance together on this. Yes, he's here to discuss cars. I want to talk about the Tesla, what the government of California is giving to people who buy electric cars. But first, globally, there are an estimated 28 million people who are subjected to human trafficking. The crime occurs in every state of the U.S., and it's on our roadways. That's the means for carrying this out. This is something that we are focused on. The feds, as a matter of fact, through the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, are all over this, as we hear from Akeem Touré.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry. FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or be free, B-E-F-R-E-E.
To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
All right. So, yeah, using the roadways for that is a problem. Using the roadways for a lot of crooked activity. They're great for us to get on the road with our cars and our trucks, but it's also a reality that they're used for skullduggerous things. All right, means. Let's talk about means here. Nick Miles from Our Auto Expert. The fact that Jack White, the actor, is auctioning off his Tesla. He's been chasing Elon Musk around for allowing hate speech on Twitter. So he decided, you know what? I mean, and actually, once he called Elon Musk the Henry Ford of the 21st century, no longer, though. He says he's going to show off his disdain by auctioning his Tesla Model S in a garage sale on the platform Everything But the House. There you go. That sounds like a way to get rid of a lot of stuff. I might have to circle that. All right, so the Tesla folks are... is there a week that goes by we don't talk about either electric cars or Tesla? Like, Tesla is overstating its battery range, right? That's what you found out this week.
Yeah, so this has come to light because of a whistleblower, which a lot of these things do come to light. Tesla deliberately supposedly inflates their distance on their vehicles and saying it could travel further on a single charge, and I find that, you know, despicable. It's saying, it's like to me saying, you know, you'll get all of this when you buy your house or your vehicle, and the truth is that you only get half of it. And that's exactly what Reuters have written about this week, saying that until the 50% mark, you actually can get just fake numbers. And when the battery gets down to 50%, then when you get some more realistic numbers of what the car can do. So when it says it can do the 300 miles, it may be just closer to 200 and something miles.
Yep. Well, the state of California has come out this week and offered to help buy, between the federal allotment from this administration and the California allotment, the state of California says they'll give you $20,000 in credit for a new Tesla Model 3. So they're not reading the news, obviously, about Tesla either. Or they don't want to.
Right.
They're just so focused. They got to get electric cars out there to save the planet. Yeah.
Yeah, and I find that very distasteful in a sense to Tesla. Also abandoned California. You know, they got into a fight with Newsom and they decided to move to Austin and move to Texas. So it seems strange that there would be a support from the state of California after Tesla decided they were moving to a different state because of a little spat with them. But we've never understood what happens there anyway, so why start now?
Yeah. There you go. Ford's recalling 150,000 vehicles. Are these electric, or what's the story?
No, it's interesting that Ford got hit by the latest big recall. They're mostly things like Transit Connects. The issue is that the front door latch.
Oh, really?
That
okay.
Doesn't. Yeah, so there's a lot of recalls going on every
day. Yeah, there seem to be a lot of recalls going on. Quality and craftsmanship. Too many robots making cars. That's the problem, it would seem to me. All right, Nick Miles, check him out. Nick at rautoexpert.com with your questions on buying, selling, dealing with car problems. He's the man. It's 59 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.